So this is at Dianne Feinstein's office, correct?
Right, right. It's at the corner of the building that our office is located in. Mm-hmm.
And what are people calling for exactly?
They're calling for the ending of the occupation, and they're calling for the end of the siege on Gaza, and they're especially calling to stop the bombing and to stop the oncoming onslaught with the ground invasion that we're all assuming is going to happen anytime soon. They've declared Gaza a military zone, a closed military zone, a couple of hours ago, which probably and likely means that they're about to go in their ground invasion. We're really afraid that's what's coming next.
And it also means that they aren't going to allow in any journalists or international aid workers.
That's right, exactly. There will be nobody there allowed to report on what's going on the ground in there. Thankfully, we've got some ISM folks in there. I know it's difficult to reach them, but you're absolutely right. They chose now to do the closed military zone so they can continue their crimes against the Gazan people.
I understand that there's some type of civil disobedience is planned for tonight. Do you have any idea what's happening with that?
It's hard to hear you, but I think you're asking about the civil disobedience. Originally, if you can imagine, George, this was supposed to be a silent vigil. This is supposed to be a silent candlelight vigil. Clearly, people are not able to stay silent. What's going on in Gaza is it's an unbelievable crime against humanity. The strangulation of the Gazans for the last 18 months by the Israelis is something that is kept hidden from the mainstream population in this country. And when people say that it's Hamas's fault for ending their ceasefire, that's a complete aberration. Israel has been strangling the humanitarian access. There's been a shortage of medical supplies. There's been limited access to treatment. There's been a total economic collapse in Gaza. 80% of the families in Gaza are living under poverty, making a dollar a day, if that. Basic services, the infrastructure, the public service infrastructure of Gaza is being destroyed. Israel prevents any repair, any maintenance of any electrical or water facilities in Gaza. There's constant blackouts in Gaza, which means no electricity to run the power generators at the hospitals. So people who are on life-saving equipment in the hospitals die. The numbers are growing and growing from this onslaught. We're hearing over 400 dead. We're hearing over 1,200 injured. That's nothing. There are bodies underneath the rubble that haven't been recovered. These numbers are going to be in the thousands. And it's up to the American people to get the word out that this has to stop, that America is complicit, that without America's hand in this, this would not be happening.
Yeah, and you mentioned the ceasefire. I was interviewing Paul Rudy earlier. He was saying that actually was violated by Israel when they killed 4 Palestinians in early December. So anyway, what is planned with the civil disobedience?
Civil disobedience, I think, is very quietly, like word of mouth. It's not been announced. There's been nothing written about this. I believe the first wave of the city is to take over the streets, and there's about 150 to 250 people in the intersection of Montgomery and Market. There's cars that are not able to travel in either direction, on Market or on Montgomery. Thankfully, so far, the cars who have been stopped for about 20 to 30 minutes, you're hearing some honking of horns now. For the most part, they've been quiet, which we could hope to mean that they're supportive of what we're doing. We can only hope that that's what's happening. I'm doing an interview. But the civil disobedience, I think what's planned next, the next wave of this, is I believe they're going to just sit down in the street. And I also have heard that there's a possibility that somebody might be chaining themselves to one of these buildings. I don't know. Like I said, there's been no planning of this. It was sort of very spontaneous, I believe. It wasn't something that was planned.
Yeah, it started about 5 o'clock and it was scheduled to go till 7. But from the sounds of it, with about 500 people and the energy that is clearly coming through over your phone there, this probably will go well beyond 7, I'm thinking.
I believe it will. And the same thing, George, happened at yesterday's demonstration. The demonstration started off rather quiet and somber at noon, and it continued to grow, and it continued on until 3 o'clock. And even then, there were still passions flowing and lots of people who needed to talk. I think people just need to be together and need to express their anger and their sadness and their sorrow over what's happening in Gaza. And each one of us out here, while we feel hopeless that we can't do anything, we're doing what we can by being out here, by getting the message out. It feels like it's not enough. It's a devastating situation that we're watching unfold, and I'm speechless right now. I'm overcome with emotion seeing this right now.
Well, just to let you know, in the United States, the U.S. campaign to end the Israeli occupation is reporting that there's 50 plus emergency protests taking place in 25 states.
That's amazing. That's great. And of course, we know what's happening internationally. There's protests all over the world. And that's really enlightening to hear that. I'm hoping that grows to all 50 states. And I'm hoping that, you know, it's going to take people like Free Radio Santa Cruz and KPFA. And it's going to take us getting out into the streets and getting, be careful, babe, because they're going to start arresting. Getting the word out. It has to happen at our level. People are hoping for the Obama administration to do something. People need to just stop with that route. I don't think that Obama's going to do anything. Even if Obama had his heart in the right place and wanted to do something, in this country, in this government, if you show any support for Palestinian or a Palestinian state, it's political suicide. And we can't wait for the Obama administration to fix this. It has to happen from us.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I'm going to continue to cover this issue tonight. I appreciate
George,
you taking time.
Thank you. I know that you heard about this and you immediately just got yourself onto Free Radio and have been working tirelessly. Thank you. I mean, you're amazing.
Thank you. And I will probably check in with you a little bit later on and see what happens.
Yeah, please do, because like you said, this is not looking like it's going to end anytime soon.
All right. Thanks. I'll
okay,
talk to you
George.
Soon.
Thank you.
Next.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Tracy DeAngelis. She's an activist in the Bay Area. There's a protest, as you could hear there, taking place right now at Senator Dianne Feinstein's office in San Francisco. It started at 5, and Tracy says there's about 500 people rallying there, gathering energy. There's plans for civil disobedience at this point. It started out, it was supposed to be a silent vigil, but now there's going to be some civil disobedience and probably some arrests. We'll check back in with her a little bit later and see what develops there. To mention, I'm looking at a press release here from U.S. Campaign to End the Israeli Occupation that they just released, saying that there's more than 50 emergency protests taking place in 25 states against Israel's war on the occupied Gaza Strip. And if you go to their website, you can check out all of the details and contact information with the local organizers. And their website is intheoccupation.org. And they say here in the press release, Israel's three-day attack on the Gaza Strip has left more than 300 Palestinians dead and more than 1,400 injured. According to the UN, at least 51 of the fatalities were civilians, including 8 children. Phyllis Bennis, a senior fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies and a steering committee member of the U.S. campaign to end the Israeli occupation, stated, Israeli Air Force attacks since Saturday on the occupied Gaza Strip killed an estimated 300 or more people and injured more than 1,400. These Israeli attacks come on top of a brutal siege of the Gaza Strip, which has created a humanitarian catastrophe of dire proportions for its 1.5 million Palestinian residents by Israel's restrictions on access to food, fuel, medicine, electricity, and other necessities of life. The United States remains complicit in Israeli violations of U.S. and international law through its continual provision of military aid. The U.S. is also complicit through its protection of Israel in the United Nations, which prevents Israel from being held accountable by the international community. That was from Phyllis Bennis, a senior fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies. And also Josh Rubner, National Advocacy Director of the U.S. campaign to end the Israeli occupation has stated, quote, "While the scope of civilian casualties in these attacks is not yet clear, it is unmistakable that Israel carried out these attacks with F-16 fighter jets, Apache helicopters, naval gunboats, and missiles provided to it by the taxpayers of this country. From 2001 to 2006, the United States transferred to Israel more than $200 million worth of spare parts to fly its fleet of F-16s and more than $100 million in helicopters spare parts. In July 2008, the United States gave Israel 186 million gallons of JP-8 aviation jet fuel and signed a contract to transfer $1.9 billion of littoral naval ships to the Israeli Navy. Last year, the U.S. signed a $1.3 billion contract with Raytheon to transfer to Israel thousands of TOW, Hellfire, and, quote, bunker buster missiles. In short, Israel's lethal attack on the Gaza Strip could not have happened without the active military and political support of the United States." So that was a statement from the U.S. campaign in the Israeli occupation, National Advocacy Director Josh Rubner. And U.S. campaign to end the Israeli occupation is a national coalition of more than 250 organizations working to change U.S. policy toward Israel and Palestine to support human rights, international law, and equality. And their website is intheoccupation.org. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM.